Tuesday. Unity of fellowship. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we read the following. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. This is the first point. The apostles had been with Jesus for 3.5 years. And they had learned a lot during these years. And now the Holy Spirit reminded them what had Jesus taught. They got in remembrance. And they told the new disciples, the new followers, the 3,000 new ones about Jesus. They had to be instructed. They were babies in knowledge, the new ones. So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. This is the truth. And we listen to it, we want to know it, we want to be informed, and we want to act according to what we have heard. Then they devoted themselves to the fellowship. So they were together. Not everyone somewhere, single, alone, in a hidden place. They devoted themselves to fellowship. They came together as often as possible. They devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. So they had meals together, which made this fellowship closer and more loving. And they devoted themselves to prayer. These four elements. Listen to the apostles' teaching. We're together, fellowship. We're together when eating, breaking the bread, celebrating the Last Supper, and devoted themselves to prayer. And these four elements made them to unity. The unity of fellowship. And because of this unity, they were able to do things you can hardly dream about. Some people even sold their property, land, houses. You know, selling is one thing, but they brought it to the money they had got from the selling, and brought it to the apostles and said, it's a gift for those who do not have anything. Because widows or women who had been thrown out of the family household because they had become Christians, they were without any income, without any shelter, and they stayed together. They helped each other. So those who had more sold it, brought the money to the apostles, and then for some time it went on. And in their thinking, it could not take long, because they had experienced Jesus coming and going, appearing, disappearing for 40 days after his resurrection from the dead. And they thought, well, now we've got the Spirit. So many Jews have become Christians. Soon, Jesus will come back with all his angels. It can't take long. Because of this thinking, it can't take long. They sold everything they had when they had something to sell. I do not need it anymore. Jesus will come. I do not need this field, this house anymore if I have I do not need this property anymore. When Jesus comes, he, the Lord, will provide flats for me. I do not need this surroundings here anymore. What a love for each other.